On Tuesday evening, the girls' swim team at Cherry Creek, Colorado High School lost a dual meet. That wouldn't be news, except that the Cherry Creek girls had lost only 19 times in their previous 400 meets. Joining me now is Stu Wu of the Wall Street Journal, who, by dint of dogged journalism, has uncovered the reason for Cherry Creek's loss. Stu, what happened?
When Cherry Creek showed up at the pool on Tuesday, they found a very familiar swimmer on the other side of the pool. It happened to be Missy Franklin, the star of the Regis Jesuit High School swimming team, and by the way, also the 5-medal winning hero of the London Olympics.
4 golds and a bronze at the London Olympics. Not too bad a performance there.
Yeah, and, you know, all the girls there were really excited to see her. The only problem is that if you're swimming in the lane next to her and you're on the other team, it can be a little bit discouraging.
Now, I understand that there has been some grumbling amongst schools that swim against Missy Franklin's high school, Regis Jesuit, about her presence on the team. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, if there's any school that would have a gripe about Missy swimming for her high school team, it would be Cherry Creek, which is Missy's high school's biggest rival. The problem is that Missy is a lot better than the other girls. How much better? In the first race that I saw her, she was swimming the 200-yard individual medley. She had finished the race while the next girl was 10 yards away from finishing her 7th length out of 8 lengths. So she was on the other side of the pool and hadn't even finished swimming to that side.
I want to know if the girl who finished 2nd, more than a lap behind Missy Franklin, felt that she'd turned in a pretty good performance, at least by her own standards.
Well, she said that she wasn't that happy. It wasn't her personal best. Her favorite moment from that race was actually right before when Missy comes up to her and says, "Good luck."
Some of the girls swimming against Missy Franklin must be thinking, as the cliche has it, "I'm just happy to be here," right?
Exactly. You know, one of the biggest problems that Missy had in returning to high school was that, hey, I don't want to suck attention away from the other girls. Mm-hmm. But other rival coaches actually came up to her and her family and said, "No, we want you to swim. Our girls want to share the pool with this legend in the making." But again, not everybody is happy. A few folks in Cherry Creek are saying, yeah, it's cool to share a pool with her. It just kind of hampers her chances of winning another state title.
You have written that Missy Franklin's 5 Olympic medals might have earned her as much as $3 million a year in endorsements if she had elected to cash in rather than retain her eligibility to swim for Regis Jesuit High. Did those $3 million represent actual offers on the table?
Those are estimates from sports agents, but if you look at people like Michael Phelps, that's how much they're earning from companies like Speedo, Visa, and Nike.
Mm-hmm. I assume that Franklin's likely to lead her team to a 2nd straight state championship.
That's what you might think. You know, if you have the best swimmer in the world on your high school team, that's the safe assumption. But let me tell you this. One swimmer can only do so much for a team. Missy's allowed to swim only in 4 out of about a dozen races. And last year, Regis Jesuit, Missy's high school, finished 3rd at the state champions, which is one spot behind their biggest rival, Cherry Creek.
Looking forward, is Missy Franklin likely to swim in the next Olympics and add to her medal count?
Yeah, that's what she's been saying the whole time. She's going to swim this year for her high school. Next year, she's going to enroll at the University of California at Berkeley and swim for that team, which you bet is going to be a pretty good team. And then she's looking forward to Rio in 2016. So I think the idea is that she's going to swim a few more years as amateur and then turn pro and get ready for the next Olympics.
I don't know how often this has happened. It is a pretty good story. I don't suppose Michael Phelps will decide to, you know, cash in his medals or turn them in and go to college or something.
Well, this is unprecedented. Michael Phelps was 19 by the time he won his first Olympic gold medal. There are a couple other swimmers, Amanda Beard, Dana Vollmer, who had won medals before they had graduated from high school. But there is no one as accomplished and as famous as Missy Franklin. No one ever like her has ever done this much at the top level and then returned to swim against, you know, 14-year-old freshmen.
Stu Wu wrote the article titled, "I Have to Swim Against Her," for the January 14th edition of the Wall Street Journal. Stu, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.
You're listening to Only a Game.